The National Background Investigations Bureau, the NBIB, less than 2 years after its creation, now faces an uncertain future. And this is after Congress authorized the transfer of all Defense Department security clearance work from the NBIB and the Office of Personnel Management and back to the Pentagon. That uncertainty has affected the NBIB from day one, though, as a matter of fact. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me with more about the plans OPM had wanted to make to the background investigations process and why those plans are in limbo. This is really going to happen, I guess, Nicole, this move to DOD.
Yes, it is going to happen. And this past year, you can't say that the NBIB or NBIB, whatever you want to call it, hasn't been trying to make the situation better. OPM, the Pentagon, the Office of Management and Budget, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, they all got together with NBIB, and together they found 57 different challenges with the current clearance process. They split those challenges into five different portfolios. You're hearing this and you're thinking, oh, what a government way of going about doing this, but this is what they did.
They must have had a consultant.
I'm sure, yeah. And they found 21 different initiatives, 21 different things they could do to make the process better, and also came up with plans to take action on them. This is all according to a Government Accountability Office report, came out in December. And those plans, as far as I can tell from the response that OPM gave, are in limbo, I guess you could say. Just to quote the acting OPM director directly here, the NBIB's long-term strategic plans are impacted by uncertainties related to the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act. And that is the bill that essentially directed DOD to figure out if it took back its own clearances, what would happen. According to the acting OPM director, the NBIB has had to come up with contingency plans and different models, had to develop different milestones to work down the current inventory to a healthy inventory, and take into account this possible uncertainty with the Pentagon, and had to come up with different transition timelines and a plan for how they were going to do it. So as far as we can tell, you know, they worked on they came up with solutions to these challenges, but essentially had to go back and relook at those plans because of this DOD move.
So the DOD is probably at least half of the work that the NBIB would have had, correct?
More than half, about 75 to 80% of the overall federal investigative workload.
And so they don't have the I guess, economies of scale from what they were planning on doing after this pullout.
That's right. And we don't know, you know, a ton about the NBIB's current plans. And they, frankly, aren't telling us a whole lot about their current plans. GAO released this report in mid-December, finished the study. It looked like in the fall, that's when they gave the agencies that are a part of this report their recommendations. And that is before Congress authorized this transfer. But what I found interesting was that before that transfer officially came from Congress, they were already having problems figuring out what their next steps were going to be.
Sure, nothing gets into the NDAA without some prior knowledge and planning and, you know, who the players are before these bills get written, I guess. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. So what was GAO disappointed with in this whole security clearance picture?
Quite a few things. They really painted a messy picture of all of the different attempts that many of these agencies have tried to improve the clearance process, federal investigative standards, and then just the structure that we have in place right now, agency-wise, who are supposed to oversee and make decisions about background investigation policy. As you know, Tom, and as many of our listeners know, the backlog is long, and practically none of these investigative agencies have met timeliness standards that are set from Congress. Just to give you a few more specific numbers, we've heard some of these before, but from August 2014 to September 2017, the backlog of pending investigations rose from 190,000 to 709,000 cases at the NBIB. When we last asked the NBIB about its current backlog back in November, they gave us a 695,000 number, so it has gone down a little bit. This one was really interesting to me. The backlog grew at an average rate of about 3,600 investigations each week from October 2016 through July 2017, according to GAO. That is why the backlog is so high right now.
Yeah, it sounds like they're buried under a blizzard, really.
Yes.
And we should point out, when DOD originally had its own background clearance process before it went to OPM several years ago, they weren't so good at it either.
Exactly. And that is something that we've pointed out in some of our reporting here, Tom, before. You know, GAO also pointed out a couple other things. They say that government-wide, there isn't a clear plan to get rid of the current investigatory backlog. They say that NBIB doesn't have a plan. They say that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence should play more of a role in coming up with that plan. So those are some criticisms there. They also say that the NBIB doesn't have a strategic workforce plan. Really, they constantly say, OPM and NBIB, that they need more investigators, more humans in chairs doing this work, and they haven't been able to make those hires. That's another criticism from GAO.
Now, the NBIB has been working on technology types of solutions to do this continuous type of checking instead of rechecking everyone every 5 years and a few other things going on. How are they doing with that?
Technology is a big piece to that. DOD was charged to build a new IT system for the NBIB. It's called the National Background Investigation System, or NBIS. And the Pentagon told GAO that NBIS is expected to achieve full capability sometime in 2019. But NBIB told GAO that unforeseen challenges are pushing that timeline back. And according to DOD, those unexpected complications have come up since the very beginning of this new system. Specifically, the Pentagon said that they've discovered that the NBIS, this new technology system, might require more interconnections to OPM legacy systems than they originally thought. And NBIB will continue to rely on OPM legacy systems until this new system is fully operational. They also disagree. OPM and the Pentagon, they disagree over possible security vulnerabilities with this new system. They say that more complex investigations are going to need to start within the NBIS, this new system, and then draw data from all of these old OPM legacy systems before going back to the new system for adjudication. This is confusing.
This is also classic.
Yes. And the Pentagon said the GAO can't simply swap an OPM legacy system with NBIS, the new system, because OPM has 43 back office functions fed by various systems that are often interrelated. Long story short, OPM disagrees. The Pentagon disagrees with OPM. OPM has essentially argued that the Pentagon and OPM have already connected some of these legacy systems. DOD says not so much.
And as they argue, the NBIB takes it on the chin. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her ongoing coverage of this, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com.